You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I am Derek Lavasser.
And I'm Cody Calafiore.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue, heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We are fired up. Not even gonna lie.
We are fired up.
We're doing the hit list, and then Cody's like, no. Gotta hit record, because we're starting to spit off things. We're not gonna waste any time. We appreciate you guys joining us again. Let's get right into it. We just had a double eviction. Pretty crazy episode. Predictable. But crazy, yeah. Because as we were just saying before we hit record, now the game starts.
Yeah.
And little spoiler alert, we do have a shift. We do have a little bit of a change up in the hit list tonight. So you want to stick around for that. But we got a lot to cover because we essentially have a full week to recap. This is going to be episode number 10 for us. And we got a full episode, two basically full weeks in one, and we have two evictions. So you want to hit us right off, start at the beginning of this week, what we start with, HOH, all that good stuff?
Yes, sir. Beginning of the week, we start off with Tiffany winning the HOH. If you guys stuck around last week's episode, we hit on that. We have Tiffany win the HOH. Tiffany comes in and she nominates Xavier and Alyssa. She nominates Xavier and Alyssa.
Correct.
No other competitions this week. Pretty cut and dry. HOH nominations, veto. Alyssa comes off with a huge, wild win. Very unexpected. I don't know about you, D. I was like, here it comes. The shakeup in the house that we've all been waiting for. And obviously, Alyssa takes herself down. Claire.
Before you continue, I want to get your opinion. So they showed a little bit in the episode. We got the follow because we knew that Tiffany had won the HOH.
Yep.
They've had a whole segment on it. That was not the plan. The plan was for Azza or Derek F to win because they hadn't won a competition yet. Derek F fell very early. Azza fell very early, although they could have. They didn't want to make it. So I don't mind that. Then it was down to Kylan and Tiffany.
Right.
Kylan thought that Tiffany was going to fall because Tiffany said right out, Claire's going home this week. I don't want her to go. I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
She has a mid game change. What was your takeaway from that? Because as they fell, Kylan said right to her, "Actions speak louder than words."
Correct.
He was not happy about it. Anything you take away from that? Is it a nothing burger? Doesn't mean anything? Or could that potentially affect how their relationship goes as we go forward.
It affects her game a ton. And I'll tell you why. We touched on it a little bit last week. It is exactly why I said I did not feel that Tiffany should have been winning this HOH, because
you did say that
at the end of the day, it looks bad on her part. And now I will say this. There's a lot of people that have been doing selfish things up to that point. So Tiffany isn't the first one to have done something along these lines. Kylan did it. He won. Everybody wanted Sarah Beth gone. Kylan kind of went after the HOH comp, won the HOH. Now I'm going back like 5 weeks. Wins it, kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. It really rubbed Hannah the wrong way. It rubbed Tiffany the wrong way. Then all of a sudden, Kylan's asking to come down. A little bit of a selfish move. It's starting to rub people the wrong way. The reason why I felt this was going to go poorly for Tiffany was that same exact reason. I knew it would come on her that it was going to rub people the wrong way. And that's exactly what it did. Kylan has a very close relationship with Tiffany. But as we saw on with our interview with Kylan's close friends, Kylan wants to win this game. And so Tiffany pulling what she pulled was a very selfish move in the game because she wanted to keep her girl Claire safe. That's what it was about. It was about keeping her person the furthest that she could. And it looked bad to everybody else. And so I didn't love it. Tiffany, you know, I said it a couple weeks ago. I can't see Tiffany winning the game because she was having a lot of blowups with people. Then she started to really kind of like solidify herself to where I was like, okay, everybody else's names are coming up. Now I feel like she took a huge step back winning that HOH. What do you think?
I agree with you almost on everything. I see it really black and white for me. It's binary. Mm-hmm. Xavier and Kylan were put on notice. Yes. They know that Tiffany's going to do what she has to do to get what her way. And I thought it really opened Xavier's eyes as far as like, oh, I see what Tiffany's doing. Mm-hmm. There's two takeaways from it and I'll go into you just hit on the Vito Alyssa winning it. Mm-hmm. I have two takeaways because I really think this week gives us some insight into Tiffany. You can look at it either way. One, it was not good for her game because this is not what she wanted, was to expose herself this early.
Right.
I also think it puts a little chink in the armor where we have everyone saying like, oh, Tiffany's been running this house. She's the master manipulator. There's been multiple times, including this week, where Tiffany has looked at the camera and said, this is happening because I want it to happen. Right. And it doesn't happen.
Right.
So that's the negative way of looking at it. Here's the positive. Tiffany had a plan. The plan got blown up because Alyssa won the veto. But Tiffany still got the job done. She got a person out for her bigger mission. So if you want to talk about a player going through adversity and still kind of getting out someone without making too many more enemies, I think she did that. And I know I didn't just say it, but as Cody was just saying, Alyssa won the veto, not what Tiffany wanted. Tiffany could have pouted. Yeah. Tiffany could have decided to pull the trigger early and go after a cookout member. She stayed poised. She stayed proficient. And she stuck to her word. And I've seen some commentary. I felt like she did pretty good in the conversation with Claire, because that's where we're at, right? Claire's going to be a non-cookout member. She can't put up Alyssa. The whole house, all the cookout members wanted to put up Claire.
Yep.
There's a conversation that's had. You guys can go watch it if you want. It's long. But Tiffany basically tells her that she made a promise to herself before the game started that she was not going to be an individual to put up two people of color, or more specifically, two black people. She wasn't going to do it. Her mission was to have a black person win Big Brother, and she was not going to do anything that would cause that not to happen. And she told that to Claire.
Yeah.
Claire did ask her right out, do you have an alliance with these individuals? And she said no.
Yeah.
Do I think that's going to come back to bite Tiffany? I truly don't, because I think the way Claire's been talking, even when she finds that out, she's going to say, well, she kind of told me that without blowing up her game.
Right.
So I personally think it's going to be enough. There's all these experts that are like, that's going to kill her. She's going to be done. Claire's not going to vote for her now.
No,
I think Claire's going to say, no, she told me basically she wasn't going to do that. All she didn't tell me was that there was a name. So that's where I stand on it. I think it's a good way that Tiffany did it.
I agree with you 100%. And you know why? I know she's not going to vote against her and be bitter, because her DR showed that. Her DR showed, I am not bitter towards Tiffany. I understand why Tiffany is doing what she's doing. It is now up to me to fight for my Big Brother life, because she is staying behind something that I can respect. And so that right there told me Claire's not going to vote. Her not telling her, oh, yes, we're in the alliance, that's going to do nothing to affect. If Tiffany's sitting in the final seats, Claire's giving her vote 100%. So
I agree.
Anybody
she's kind of said
there,
that.
I don't agree.
Yeah. She's kind of said that too. And you know, so Tiffany nominates, Tiffany says what she's going to say. Alyssa uses the veto. Tiffany puts up Claire. Real quick on Claire, because we're going to get right to, because we got a lot to cover. Mm-hmm. We get to eviction night tonight. Claire looked very disheveled. She looked very defeated. You know, she was very upset. I think she kind of saw the writing on the wall. She gets up there. She blows up Xavier's game. We're going to get into that because it's very important. She only blows up Xavier's game. She basically says he's going to win the game. Mm-hmm. I'm giving him the $750,000, and I'm going to tell all the jury members to give it to him as well.
Yep.
Anybody who knows Big Brother knows that somebody put her up to that. Mm-hmm. And Xavier knows it. You can just tell. He knows, I see what y'all are doing. Mm-hmm. She's out here defending her friends passively. She's out here trying to get her friends to go forward more. She knows she's going home. So she's trying to put a knife in my rib cage before I go. Before mm-hmm. you respond to all that, we got to talk about Claire. Mm-hmm. And this may come off, this is tough love here. Claire came off a little bitter to me tonight. Okay. And maybe I should say first that Claire, this is no surprising. I think it's kind of inferred. She goes home 4-1. She's evicted. Mm-hmm. She decides to tell the house, I don't want to hug anybody. I'll hug you on finale night. Nothing wrong with that. Many of people have done it before, but it wasn't kind of the way they've been operating all year. It really felt like Claire was a little bitter. And mm-hmm. I think she really felt coming into this house, this is my game to lose. You know, she's taking notes on the season. And, you know, for me, seeing Claire in the chair next to Julie, I think is a real representation that this game is a lot harder than it looks.
Yes.
And regardless of how great you think you would be at it, you don't really know until you get in there. And Claire, as much as she loves the game, and I say this with as much love and respect as I can, because she seems like an amazing person, not a very good player. And I'm not even talking about her social game. I don't think that was terrible. But I really do feel like a reason she made it so far in the game was because of Tiffany.
Tiffany, yes.
And just other targets becoming bigger targets before going up there. She really didn't do anything to save herself. That's my opinion. You know, you guys have yours, but I rambled a lot there. I'll shut up. You tell me from that point what you think.
So I just wanted to touch on one more thing with Tiffany that I think could have been a saving grace and should be something that she hammers home. Look what she was willing to do to push forward the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Because you saw, you know, Derek F. was saying it, Xavier was saying it. They were all doubting her. And essentially, she did what she had to do, not what she wanted to do. She did not want to send home Claire. But she showed also everybody within the cookout and everybody outside of the, you know, watching the show, I am willing to put something that I don't feel is the most beneficial for my game in front of my own game. And so it should get her a ton of respect from, you know, you may not have liked how she, you know, didn't go along with the plan in the beginning of the week, but she showed you, I may not have gone along in the beginning because I'm playing this game for myself. I am being a little selfish, but I was willing to do what I had to do and put my own person on the block that I was supposed to be keeping safe, which could be detrimental to my game. I thought she handled it very well. And I think it honestly showed she is she's a world-class player. I think Tiffany is great. Now about Claire, I agree with everything you said. If she wasn't Tiffany's girl, she could have went home as early as Whitney. You know what I mean? Because who went on, like, you know, Brittany was tight with Azza and Derek F. You know what I'm saying? Like, Whitney didn't really have anybody in the house. And I genuinely feel if Tiffany said, no, you know, I'm not tight with Claire. If you know, Whitney was on Tiffany's team. And so the relationship formed with her or who else was early on? I mean, all the other women, I think, are in the jury, to be honest, right?
Yeah.
I think Whitney was only the only woman pre-jury. Tiffany really had the hand in Claire getting to where she did. And so, again, hats off to the game Tiffany's playing because that's how far she was able to carry somebody that, you know, really couldn't do much for herself in the game. I mean, and no disrespect to Claire because anybody that watched this show, we had high, high hopes for Claire.
Well, let's look at it objectively. What competitions did she win?
Right.
She won the Secret HOH, but it was only two people playing. She won the wild card, but it was only
two people
playing.
With one throwing it, but she obviously doesn't know that.
Yeah. And then she won the wild card.
Yeah. And then the HOH that she won in secret, she just, she did, She put up the same people as Tiffany. It was Tiffany's HOH still.
But even that HOH, she only beat out like one other person, or two other people were allowed to play in that. How many people got to play? It was like two or three.
Yeah, so she won the first one. She won that first one directly when they first got in the house. And that was one where you and I were like, whoa.
Oh, yes. The first HOH of the season. That's right. Yeah, that was against
Against, it was her against three. So it was three four people, total. Right. Yep. Right. So she won that. She won a wild card. She won that.
Yeah.
The coin flip.
How many competitions did she say, I got to win this comp? Got to win it. And she never won it. And so I'm looking at it. I have nothing against her. I think she meant well. We had her ranked like number one first week because of the attributes and the backstory we were hearing about her on social media and how savvy and intelligent she is. Because guess what? She's super intelligent. AI engineer. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
But brilliance and intelligence doesn't necessarily translate over to Big Brother. It's a completely different beast. You don't know how well you're going to fare until you're in there. So I think it's a great example for everyone where you can love the game. You can be passionate about it. You can take all these notes, but it's almost like being in a boxing ring, right? You might be a great person who knows how to shadow box, but how do you do when you get punched in the face?
When you get hit right in the mouth, are you going to go down and then realize, be out, or are you going to get up and be able to continue to go on?
So I think Claire made it, as far as she could, based on individuals around her deciding her own fate. She was just kind of, she was literally a pawn in a lot of ways. Although I do think she made some good chances, some good moves to try to better position herself in the game. And I love the fact that she fought all the way till the final hour of the game, because she literally was fighting up until today trying to convince Kylan, like, hey, Kylan, I will literally go start a fight with Alyssa right now. If you'll keep me, I'll start a fight with her. She comes after me. Right. Will that work? And I'm sorry, he didn't say it to Kylan. He said it to she said it to Derek F. And Derek F was like, no, we don't need that. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. So Claire goes home 4-1. She gets up there. I thought her conversation with Julie was great. She answered that question perfectly, basically saying, hey, listen, Tiffany came here for something bigger than herself. She accomplished that, and I understand it. And she, you know, she said right out that, you know, there, in her opinion, people of color have not been represented in this game proportionately, and they haven't been really looked after. And, you know, she understands. We're not.
That's
in a
why I think she's going to, there's no chance she's going for Tiffany's in there. Correct. That's what gives it away to me, in my opinion. So that's why it wasn't a bad, I don't think it hurt Tiffany's game.
She said it right out. I was trying to help Tiffany and Hannah before I left. She said it. Right. She definitely is. As far as what Tiffany said, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say something. I'll make it really quick. I'm a white male. I don't really have a place to say anything. But I'll say this. I do think that the cast could be much more diverse. I know why I played. I never targeted someone because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
I speak for you. You're my best friend. I know you didn't. And so we went in there, we played, we looked at you as a number. Either you're a number for us or you're a number against us.
Right.
And based on your priority in that number order, that's when we decided how we targeted you. Right. That was it. That was it. Yeah. It was business for us. I do think now they're doing a better job at casting and giving people an opportunity to have others who look like them and come from similar backgrounds so that they feel more comfortable. And I do think there's some truth to that. I really think we need to get away from... and sorry, Cody, you're a supermodel yourself, but we got to get away from the Instagram models and all that shit. Let's get people in there that represent the normal person out there who wants to play this game. And if they do that, I think you will have a more diverse cast.
Well, I will say this. It also bring in, you know, I saw Rich Meehan. He said in an interview, you know, they try to balance it. And that's what I like balance it between, you know, super fans, people that don't love the show, but don't balance it with like people that, like really are like completely clueless and there's no real tall tale for you to be like, oh, they're just a pretty person. Let's put them on the show. You know? So bring people in that are willing to play the game.
Put in the work.
Yeah. Put in the work, because I will tell you this. It is if you are going in to win the game, it's a stressful, and you can say it. I can say it because we both have won the game. It's stressful. It affects your sleep schedule. It affects your eating habits. It affects your body. It affects you through and through. It takes you time after the fact to really actually like get back to normal if you're going in there to play to win the game. And that's what it should be about. It should be going in there to win the game, not going in there. I'm seeing it with a lot of these reality shows, not to, you know, get into another reality show. I'm seeing it on Bachelor in Paradise, which, yes, I watch, spoiler alert. And people are just going on these shows to really like, what's next?
What's the next brand deal?
And I like that. I don't mind it, because do what you can with whatever platform you are blessed with. But I'm Big Brother. Come on to play Big Brother. Come to play the game. Come to play the game. You know, and so that's what I say. I do agree with you, and I like, you know, it is more diverse, but You know, that's I want people that are playing the game. Yeah.
That's the takeaway for me. I have been a fan of the show for a very long time. I think I've watched it even longer than you.
Yeah.
And I do think representation has been an issue in some past seasons where the cast is kind of heavy-handed in one direction. So I do like the idea of having a more diverse cast, and I hope we get to a point where everyone goes in there and they play the best game, and people are ultimately, they get further in the game based on the quality of their game.
Yeah.
And we have a situation where there's a correction right now because of past transgressions through past casting, and we're seeing the change now. And I think it is very good because regardless, I know there's people that hate on the cookout, all this stuff. There's some good players in the cookout.
Incredible players.
And you and I said off recording, right?
Yeah. Xavier will be good any season that he plays on. Period. End of story. And I do think Tiffany would be. I do think Hannah would be good on any season she plays on. Kylan would be great on any season they play on. You know, Derek F. is going to honestly go far. He's a likable guy. Like, don't discredit, you know, what they're doing. They're doing, these are definitely players that would be very good no matter what situation they're in. But, you know, just to that point, I would love to see it now kind of evolve into people are going in there. You know, there was something that needed to be right this season. And I do want to see
what they're
it,
doing.
You know, and that's what they're doing. And they're showing everybody like, all right. And guess what? They're one of the best alliances to ever play the game.
Absolutely. And that's where we're going to get into this next part, because we're going to dive into the cookout specifically because they're not there yet.
Yeah.
So we have that double eviction.
Yep.
We have Hannah win the HOH.
Yep.
Okay. Right after the HOH.
Impressive. That HOH was.
Yeah. She's
I was
good.
Sitting there being like, let me see. How would I do? I was like over it by question two. I was like,
and again, Xavier threw it. He's old. Again. He's going up there throwing it. So he knew he didn't want to win that one.
Yep.
Hannah wins. Hannah nominates Alyssa and Xavier as expected.
Yeah.
Xavier absolutely crushes
the veto. Oh my
goodness, bro. I was like, he's already done.
This guy
killed it. I think he did it for a reason, to be honest with you, because he could have easily thrown it or just made sure Alyssa didn't win it. You know what I mean? Looked over at her and let someone else win it so that Hannah wouldn't have to nominate someone else. Or he could have won the veto and not used it, but that would have looked odd. But at that point, who cares? But he used the veto because he wins it. He uses the veto because in a way it kind of forces Hannah to show her hand. At that point, and we saw it on the show, Hannah, you know, Xavier uses the veto. Hannah has an opportunity to put up an Azza or a Tiffany, who both have not been on the block yet, and they're in the cookout to kind of even out the playing field a little bit. And yet she puts up Kylan.
Yes.
What was your reaction to Kylan's face before we cut to break?
I was sitting there and I said, I'm like, Xavier's taking herself down because I heard her say to, you know, right beforehand, I'm putting up Kylan. Tiffany almost went to her and was like, why are you putting up Kylan? Tiffany was trying to like kind of get to her and be like, why are you putting up Kylan? Like, and I think Tiffany was kind of going in the path of like, you're going to piss them off. And
you're showing them.
Exactly. And so Kylan goes up and that was the first time that you saw no more Mr. Smiles. This happy-go-lucky guy who's just a genuinely good person was like,
oh, okay.
Why is Azza not on the block? I sat up next to my person. My person's gone. Azza hasn't been on the block, which I know they are aware that Azza and Tiffany have not been on the block. They've talked about it.
Yes.
So Kylan's sitting there livid, like, why am I going on the block again? Xavier just was on the block. He just took himself off. I'm going on the block. And what I will tell you is that if Xavier and Kylan choose to like look the other way, they deserve to lose because that should have been the biggest tall tale sign that Tiffany and Hannah are obviously super tight. Tiffany was willing to do what she had to do to get, you know, because Xavier, I didn't want my person going on the block. What Tiffany did last week and then what Hannah did this week, if Xavier and Kylan don't say, you know what? If they don't say to themselves, you know what? I think I would have targeted, you know, Kylan or vice versa. We need to stick together or else we're going to get eaten up alive. If they don't realize it for right after this,
it
deserves to go to Hannah, Tiffany, you know, Azza if she can get there.
No, Hannah or Tiffany for sure. They're playing. It's kind of Hannah, Tiffany against Kylan and Xavier, if you really think about it.
Correct.
And they got these pawns and Azza and Derek F, who are numbers. So Kylan, they come back from break. You can tell Colin's very upset.
Yeah.
Not happy. Tiffany looks upset. You and I pointed out something where as they're doing the voting, Xavier crosses paths with Tiffany. Everyone else is hugging, dancing, celebratory. They literally like avoid each other like the plague. Yeah. Like it was like, don't talk to me. I'm not talking to you. They both knew something was up. I think Tiffany realized Xavier's onto me. Mm-hmm. They're going to come after me. And Xavier realized Tiffany more than likely put that stuff in Claire's head. And now Hannah put up Alyssa, and Alyssa's up there saying, Kylan's been telling you guys what to do this whole season. And they know Alyssa got close with Hannah near the end. So where did Alyssa hear that from? So they're not dumb. Kylan and Xavier are smart. They got the gist of it. So they all go in there. They all vote. There's one pity vote thrown towards Alyssa, which was expected. Everyone's voted their person. Everyone voted their person.
Pity votes thrown all over the place. And like, I was like, what is going on here? Like Hannah had this whole master plan to like create this vote to get thrown. So then put it on Kylan for Alyssa. And to be honest, I don't know how you felt about it. I felt that it was doing too much. And it only caused Alyssa to, I think, have a bitter taste in her mouth after we saw Alyssa go home. Yep, 3-1. Alyssa's now gone. When Hannah said she had to put up Alyssa, Alyssa got like shocked. And then all of a sudden she goes home. I think now there's a bitter taste in Alyssa's mouth about Hannah.
Yeah, she made a final two with her on the hammock.
Only to then go back on it the next week. Yep, and then she goes home, which it's very clear. And I will tell you this, you know, Alyssa may not have been, she may not have been at the top of the hit list, but that's because of how this season was the trajectory.
She wasn't a bad player. Not a bad player at all.
And so for me, I thought Alyssa kind of saw that and was like, I don't love what you just did there. And now I'm home and I can almost guarantee that Alyssa most likely won't vote Hannah's way. If she's
no, I think you're right. I think you're right. Depending on who's sitting there. But I think it was interesting seeing Claire and Hannah, Alyssa go home tonight. And based on what you just said, because that's what's great about Big Brother. And it goes back to what I was saying about Claire. You have Claire, super fan, AI engineer, been taking notes on previous seasons, what she would do different, probably on her couch saying they're stupid, they did this, that they did that, how didn't they see it? Alyssa, I'm sorry if I'm wrong about this, probably more from the recruit side, very attractive woman. She's a business owner.
I'm pretty sure she was a big fan.
Super fan like Claire?
Not a super fan like Claire, most certainly not.
So my point is, you have two people with different backgrounds, and yet I would say they're similar level players.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't think necessarily one's better than the other, but they're both similar players, and we did not expect that from Alyssa, and we didn't expect it from Claire. So that's what the beauty of Big Brother. I will also say this because I wanted to hit on it before we keep going. This is a little comeback to 16. I know people love when I talk about our season. Some people love it, some people hate it. I'm being sarcastic. I know most people
one of the best seasons
like
of all time.
Don't care.
Best season of all time.
I don't want to hear from anybody anymore about unanimous votes. Because as far as I'm concerned, every single vote this season was unanimous.
You know
the
what I also
vote
don't
want
to
does
hear?
Not count.
You know what I also want to hear? Because I've had to hear enough for two seasons. When an alliance runs the house, because I see the same people that are like cheering for the cookout were literally ripping to pieces our alliance on 16, calling us boring, and
the
alliance of 22. So
it's predictable.
All I want to say to everybody out there on the Twittersphere, keep the same energy. Keep the same energy when you're watching the show. Don't be like talking shit about, oh, it's so boring. And then all of a sudden it's happening with you know, people that you love. And you're like, I hate this season. Keep the same energy. Keep the same energy.
It was a very predictable season so far. And now, just like even on our season with the bomb squad and stuff like that, you know, eventually those alliances fracture and you're left with what you're left with. Now you're left with the gamers because now the kumbaya stage is over and now it's on to the real gameplay. So not knocking them. Great what they accomplished. We can get into it now. You said it earlier. The cookout has to be considered one of, if not the best alliance of all time, because what they were able to do started on day one. And they made it, and they were a 6-person alliance. They started at 5. They expanded to 1 very quickly.
Yeah.
6 people starting from the beginning made it to the top 6.
Yeah.
Never been done before.
Yeah, never been done before. So
what's your thoughts on the cookouts? What's the main takeaway we take away from the cookout as far as what they were able to accomplish from a game perspective?
From a game perspective, if you are willing to roll with people. And even when you get into disagreements, and even when they may push your buttons, and even when you don't have the most trust, if you just stick with it and don't break loyalty, loyalty will get you to the end of the game.
So true, dude.
Loyalty will get you to the end of the game. And you saw it firsthand with the cookout, because they refused, through their differences, through animosity towards one another, through bickering, like a family does, they refused to turn on each other, and they refused to be denied of the goal that they set out for. And you saw it happen. And so if you can take something away from it, you stick with an alliance. I mean, granted,
get the numbers.
Now, you need an alliance of people that you throw a Frenchie in the mix. No disrespect to Frenchie, because we had Frenchie on. We loved Frenchie. But you throw a Frenchie in the mix and, you know,
they could screw it all up. And the cookout had some good competitors, too. Had some great competitors.
You have to have that.
Had Tiffany. You had Xavier. You had Kyland. Hannah won a couple as well. She won a couple comps here and there. Derek F and Hannah didn't. I mean, Anaza didn't win anything. But I do think that's the takeaway. This big brother, large alliance, trying to play the numbers type thing has been done. We talked about the brigade. It was blown up to the bomb squad of eight people on our season. And then there's been seasons since. You've had seasons since where there's been these big alliances. But objectively speaking, from a statistical point of view, no one in the history of the show has done it better than the cookout. That's a verifiable, undeniable fact. Yeah. So whether you like them or not, you got to eat it, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
Congratulations,
It kind of broke up a little bit. Can you hit that line again smooth so that when the video hits, it was because it was a powerful statement and it broke up a little bit on my end. So a little just rewind action. We're not going to cut.
Okay.
We're going to go right into it, people. This is live stuff.
I don't remember what I said, but I'll go for it. Here's the bottom line. It's pretty objective. It's fact-based. Based on all the people that have attempted to do this large alliance strategy and get as far as they could, from a statistical perspective, historically speaking, no one has done it better than the cookout. That is an undeniable, verifiable fact.
And your opinions. We're fully aware of everything that's going on. You don't take away something based on, an emotional, something that may be, an opinion of yours. You cannot deny what they have done.
No.
You cannot deny what the cookout has done.
It's incredible. You don't realize how tough that is to not lose a single member. Big congratulations to the cookout, top six.
Yes.
You came out there. You did your job. You won when you had to win. You strategized the duo strategy. Tiffany, created that strategy for them. Incredible job. Hats off to you from the Hitmen to you guys. Very, very impressive.
Yeah.
But now it's time to play the game.
Oh, baby. I am dying for this week. I cannot wait for these episodes.
Hit list, baby. Let's do it. All right. Start it up.
Rounding us off. Guys, there are no longer tiers of the hit list, because
everyone can win.
Every single person in this alliance, the cookout, has a chance to get in the final two seats. And then at that point, as everybody knows, you just never know which way it's going to go, because you may think somebody's not doing anything. And they get to the final two, and you have all you need is, a little bit of a bitter jury, somebody to really like you, somebody to perceive you as doing something, because these are people that are locked away from the outside world. They don't see the whole 360 view, as Derek always says.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know where votes are going in that final two. I mean, I did when we sat next to each other, but they don't. Anyways, bottom of the hit list is Derek F. I said it the other day, Wednesday's episode, superstar of the episode, I thought was Derek F. I love that I'm seeing him get more diary rooms, because he's very good for the camera. He's very funny. His faces are very funny. But at the end of the day, Derek F will be in the final two seats because somebody brings him to the final two seats.
That's right. If they just bring him there for the layup, he's
correct.
He could throw a curveball at us, but he hasn't even come close
to
winning a competition. So We're not going to spend too much time on him because we love Derek F. as a person, but the only way he's going to get there more than likely is either he gets taken or he wins a chance competition in the end and suddenly he's picking who goes to the final two with him, which is, again, just based on the game, how it's played out so far, not likely.
There's no more chance comps.
No, that's right. You know what I mean? It's what you know. Yeah. So I don't see him, getting there and winning, but you never know. It's pretty crazy. And, you know, we have him at the bottom, but Azza's, right there as well. She said it tonight.
I'll throw her up there now, guys. You see her on the screen. Azza's in number five.
Yeah. She said it right out. I can't win a comp, but, I can vote out, Alyssa.
Which, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Did you think her saying that, do you think that was said? Do you think that was said by somebody where she walked in? Because she walked into there to give her vote and looked livid.
Yeah.
She looked mad. Yeah. And then she said that.
She looked pissed off. She looked mad. There could have been something during the break, which we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Where Kylan got it cuts the break and, Alyssa goes to talk to Hannah. You can kind of see them go off camera. And Kylan, who kind of speaks his mind, he's very truthful, might have said, guys, why is Hannah putting me up? Azza, no disrespect, I love you, but you haven't been on the block yet and you haven't done anything to get us here. Don't you think you should have sat next to her and gave me the night off? I've been on the block multiple times now.
Right.
And that it might have been something where he wasn't being malicious, but she took it as an insult.
In a moment of frustration and emotions, I could totally see that happening.
And Tiffany might have been trying to clarify or try to, mediate the situation because she looked flustered as well. And I don't know. It definitely seems like something might have happened.
And X was stone cold. And X was, he knew Alyssa was going home. And he what I will say is everybody that had their person outside of the cookout, like Tiffany, these are real feelings that they have for their person that was super tight.
You saw X tonight. We didn't hit on it, but
Tiffany,
X, I think X was crying a little bit maybe about the cookout, but I also think he was mainly crying about Alyssa going home because he had been so tight with her. So it was interesting to see Xavier cry. But Derek F. and Azza, kind of interchangeable. I do think we see Derek F. or Azza in the final three.
Yes,
I think one of them get there. One of those two
are 100% going to be in the final three.
They're going to be in the final three, and they're going to be the carrot being dangled in front of someone when they win that final two competition.
Right.
That's why finale night's going to be bonkers, because I think there's a world where one of these really good players is deciding between the easy road and, the road less traveled. And I think if we know these players, spoiler alert, I think every one of them are going to choose Azza or Derek F. over whoever they're.
I think all of them are 100% doing the, I will cut you. And if you choose not to talk to me, it is what it is, because I'm going to $750,000. What I will say to everybody, because I've made both decisions and I would never go back on my decision to Derek. I would make that same decision a million times over.
Damn, Skippy.
I got you. But the second time, there was no emotion. I was emotional, but emotions were not making the decision for me.
Right.
And so I will say that. And I do feel that, I think if Hannah's in that situation, I think if Tiffany's in that situation, Xavier, Kylan, even Azza maybe, or Derek F, they're all cutthroat enough to be like, I think I want the money more.
Yeah. Tiffany, Xavier are not sitting, or Kylan are not sitting in the final two because someone took them there.
Right.
It's not happening. So,
and so they'll choose. Right.
Yeah, they will choose. So number four, do you want to bring them up?
Number four, we got our boy Kylan. And really, Kylan for me is just in a situation right now where I think too many people view him as a competitive threat. Maybe
unpredictable.
You think unpredictable?
People have said it. They said he's unpredictable. Yeah. He kind of does. He beats his own drum. He does what's good for him. He said he's going to throw a comp. Then he ends up winning it. Like he's done things like that where it's like, Kylan, why are you doing that? So I think they feel like he's not someone who can be controlled, which kudos to Kylan, right?
Yeah. And I think the other thing is we touched on a little bit with his interview with his friends from home. Kylan has this long-winded way of talking and saying something without saying anything. And I think that has caused distrust with him. People are just like, dude, I don't even know what you're saying. And they sit with the Zingbot segment. And so obviously it's a thing that everybody in the house is like, dude, what are you talking about? And if you bring that to the game, people are like, half the time I don't know what you're trying to explain to me. So I don't know that I could really fully trust you. And so that's why I think he is kind of in the situation that he's in, because he's done things like overly try to protect SB, you know, kind of say that he's going to throw something and then win it, win HOHs. And
they
then,
never were they never trusted him. They trusted him.
And it's hurt him to this point, and I don't think it's going away. And now I think it's going to be what is his demise. But to his credit, he can win a competition any day of the week.
He could absolutely win a competition, and he is definitely in the running of winning this season. There's 100%. No doubt about it. He's 100%. In the running. Kylan could absolutely be winner of Big Brother 23. Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Right.
Number three, we're going to go into a lot of your favorites, Tiffany. Tiffany's down one spot. We're going to explain this order when we get through the top, when we get through the rest, because there is a phrase I'm looking for. There is a rationale behind why we're doing this. It's not just randomly putting these people in certain spots. Tiffany could be number one tonight.
Correct.
But we feel like Tiffany and this next person are probably the biggest targets in the house. And one of them are going to go home. But to just speak on Tiffany, Tiffany didn't have the greatest week this week. You know, she kind of exposed her willingness to do what's best for her game, even when there was a pre-approved plan. So they know Tiffany is cutthroat. Tiffany won HOH this week. She tried to keep clear. Xavier heard the conversations of what she was trying to do, trying to get Alyssa to not use the veto. So Xavier knows, and so doesn't everybody, that Tiffany's there for herself, as is everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I think Tiffany has played a very good game. She's won a couple competitions, and I feel like now people are starting to feel about her the way they feel about Xavier, which is, if I'm sitting next to Tiffany, I probably can't beat her. Mm-hmm. And so for that reason, she's in a tough spot as well, where, again, I don't know where you, how you feel about it. I definitely think Tiffany can win this game. Again, mm-hmm. just like Kylan, wouldn't be shocked in the least, would be a very deserving winner. She's, in my opinion, the second best player in the house. I think Xavier is number one, in my opinion, overall, from body of work. Mm-hmm. But that's why I felt like number three was a good spot for Tiffany.
Yeah, number three was definitely a good spot for Tiffany, especially after how this week went. Because I'll tell you what, if she didn't win the HOH, she let the week play out. I think because of how many conversations we've heard Xavier's name come up in, she probably would have taken the top spot. But this week really showed, you know, even somebody like Kylan, who is very, very tight with her. We saw them cuddling in the HOH bed. We see them getting close, you know, physically. And their relationship is definitely, in Kylan's opinion, a final two. But what she did this week was raise the flag. And Kylan said to be like, well, because he said it in his diary room to be like, I'm trying to figure out who do I trust the most that will actually take me to final two. Is it Xavier or is it Tiffany? And what I think Tiffany showed this week is that she sprinkled doubt to Kylan. Like, I don't know if she's, you know, actually going to take me to the final two, or is she that person, or is she going to really do what she has to do? And so that's why for me, she's sitting at number three, not necessarily like three, like she's the third best player in the house, which is why I'm glad you said what you said. But just, I think it's going to be tough for her to kind of get all the way there without, you know, getting shots taken at her. I don't think she's going to get there unscathed, because you did a very good job of this. I think I did it on 22. It's, you don't want people to peg you as somebody that's playing for themselves. Mm. And that's what Tiffany got pegged as. This week,
for sure. Yeah,
she got pegged as like, I don't know, is Tiffany going to be playing this game only for herself? Because in that case, I can't trust her as far as I can throw her. And so you want to always be only playing for yourself, but not let anybody else realize it. And I think people realized it this week. And so that's why Tiffany sliced to three instead of kind of jumping where I think she had an opportunity to.
Yeah, and just a reminder before he hits number two, which he's going to do right now, the hit list is not who we think is the best player in the game. It's who we think is most likely, who's in the best position to win. Mm-hmm. Big difference.
Yeah.
And so keep that in mind. We think Tiffany at three is a good spot for her right now. If she's able to get out this next person, she could be in the number one spot.
Yeah. And the next person, which could come as a huge shock, because he's been holding the number one spot for us for a very long time. Now, I want to preface this with, you're still our pick to win, X. And we still believe in you, but the road it's like the incline for you to win is starting to continue. It's like every week somebody keeps clicking it up, and they keep making the incline and the battle for you to get to the top even harder What I will say is that I think Tiffany this week may have slightly made it tick down a little bit because now Xavier kind of is getting people to rally. Because think about this. He's got Azza, who's got this crush on him. That could cause Azza to maybe waver a little bit. Maybe. Don't know. If Kylan's playing this game with his big brother hat on constantly, he saw this week, I need to stick with X. Derek F is sticking with X and Kai. He wants Tiffany out, period.
He's been wanting since week one. He said the girls are going after the guys.
Yes.
And he's concerned about it.
He's 100% correct. The girls are 100% going after the guys in the same, not in the same sense that the, you know, like Xavier definitely isn't specifically targeting the girls just because, you know, whereas I think the girls are, it's more important for the girls to have a female winner too, where the guys are just like, well, I want to win for myself, where the girls, it means a little bit more to them to, you know, have a female be the winner of the show. And so if they're not aware of that, which I think Derek F is fully aware of it, if Kylan isn't aware of that, it could kind of make him waver a little bit. And that's where that crack, and that's all they need. These girls are ruthless and cutthroat. They need this and they'll turn it into this like mm-hmm. that. And so
I think this is why we have Xavier over Tiffany. For us, who's better at winning competitions? They're both equally strategically. Maybe even Tiffany's a little bit ahead of him because she's done some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But there's no secret. Xavier has thrown a lot of competitions. Goodness. He threw it tonight.
He's showing everybody that.
And I want to tell you that 31 minutes ago, Xavier said to camera, I want this next HOH.
Uh-oh.
At this point, I'm competing. There is no more throwing shh. There's
the
no
chills.
More. Yeah, there's no more throwing shh.
Can't see him.
We got to watch out. We don't want to get demonetized. I got to be careful
Correct.
With the swearing now.
Correct.
But, he is not throwing anymore. So if you're going to beat Xavier, you're going to have to beat him straight up because he's not being passive anymore. So that was what the differentiating factor between 3 and 2 was for us.
Yeah. And what you also said, there is no way to keep Xavier out of competition now.
He gets to play in every single one.
He gets
one.
To play. So
you got to beat him straight up.
You got to beat him twice. Unless he wins the HOH, then you only got to beat him once in the veto. I love that because I'll tell you what, when Xavier talks, I believe him.
I believe him too. Yeah,
I believe
he's.
I just
you know
got
what?
The chills by you saying what you said because I could picture him looking at the camera, stone cold, and think about it, he's an athlete too.
Yeah, so. No, D1 out. He's D1 basketball. And listen, I'm glad he feels that way because guess what, Xavier? If you don't win, you're going home.
Yeah,
you're going home. Hit us with number one because we
it's
can wrap
microphone.
This up.
Is the microphone on?
Yeah. Number one, this is really no surprise. We only have one person left.
Yeah,
Hannah.
She
right?
jumped over Xavier and Tiffany.
Why? Well, it's for everything we just said right now. Hannah is going to probably be the survivor in this battle that's about to take place.
Yes.
Because I truly believe, and I said this to Cody before we started recording, tonight's HOH is the biggest HOH of this season. Why? If Xavier wins tonight, I believe he takes the shot at Hannah and Tiffany. If Kylan wins tonight, I believe he takes the shot at Hannah or Tiffany, or maybe both together. If Hannah wins tonight, she can't win tonight. If Tiffany wins tonight, I think she takes a shot at Kylan or Xavier. She might put up a...
I think she'll go Xavier or Derek F.
Okay. But either way, who's her target?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because if Xavier wins a veto, who's she putting up?
Man, I don't know. She's supposed
she
to
she puts
be
up
playing.
Kylan.
You think
I
so?
I think she puts up Kylan.
I think, tonight, that would be heartbreaking to Kylan.
I think that we're losing Tiffany, Kylan, or Xavier this week, in my opinion. We're losing one of them. That's what I'm saying. We're losing one of them tonight, next week, and we'll probably maybe lose one of the floaters on the second eviction because there'll be two evictions that night,
yes,
the double eviction next week. So it could be an Azza or a Derek F that go, but I think when all the dust settles, as it stands right now, Hannah has the least amount of blood on her hand. And if you're going to take Tiffany and Hannah versus Xavier and Kylan, Hannah's been the least successful in competition wins. So she's probably the one that they're not threatened by the most. Hannah, she hasn't won a ton of competition. So I think Xavier and Kylan are probably looking at Tiffany as the bigger threat to get out over Hannah. But
I think,
what about the cuddling? Do you think that plays into it?
I think that if Kylan wins the HOH,
yep,
he goes after Hannah. That's the only one I can see going after her.
Who does he put up with her?
That I don't know. Maybe Azza. Because I do not think Kylan's going after Tiffany. I think he's aware, but I also don't think he's going to go after her.
So he takes out Hannah this week, which I think you could be completely right. That would be the more, he's closer with Tiffany.
Right.
So he takes out Hannah that way. If Tiffany wins next week, Tiffany is probably not going to go after him, or if, at minimum, she's going to want to go after Xavier because she's been telling Kylan, that's who I'm going after. So I agree with you there. So if Kylan wins, Hannah's probably the target. Let's run it down.
Yeah.
Kylan wins, Hannah's the target.
Right.
Xavier wins, who's the target for you?
Tiffany.
Tiffany's the target. If Tiffany wins, who's the target?
X.
So we have two for Xavier, one for Kylan, right?
Wait, who's the other Xavier?
I'm sorry. Hannah won't be HOH, so she can't win. If Kylan wins, you said Hannah.
I say Hannah.
Hannah, so it's right, you're right. So then one for Xavier. How about Azza?
Azza said she's going after Kai tonight.
Okay, so we got one. So one for all three of them at this point. Actually, no.
Derek F says Tiff.
So I do think tonight changes the trajectory of the game.
I am going to be locked into the fees.
Yeah, I hope they show locked it, man. I hope we're editing this up, bro.
I don't know if they're going to show it, but we're editing this up because
Big brother, we know.
We got
to make a call. Hey, I'm calling Rich right now.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Rich. Hey. Don't do this to me, Rich.
Because for those of you guys that you're listening to this right now, which I wish we could just put this out in a second, which we can't. The HOH is going to be played within the next hour. That's how it works. Next hour, hour and a half. Because they have their producers in. They have their comp producers in because the HOH, they need the comp producer.
And they're not going to show it. They're not going to show it because it's going to be like that, like, it's the one where it's like a mental comp where they're looking at a screen or something. It's not an endurance comp.
So where we did it, I'll tell you what our comp was. Ours was, and 16, ours was, we were looking up and it was either right or left.
Yes.
Green or red.
Yes.
Right? In the backyard.
You had to figure out the word in it.
Yep. Yeah. In the thing, it was like either the competition, and so you would have to read it, which it was very difficult. Sick competition, by the way.
Yes.
Keith, you're a G. Then on 22, it was, you had to undress yourself with your hands on three buttons, and we played it down in the second room. That's, you know.
So more of the story, competitions that can't be shown on the feeds.
No, they're not going to be showing them. So, but I will be locked in to be like refreshing it constantly to be
to see
when are they coming back in the house? When are they coming back in the house?
And based on who wins, our hit list may change dramatically.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's tough to not know the hit list tonight without knowing who wins HOH, but we're recording this right before it. So we're going based on what we think. So predictions tonight, who wins the HOH? Let's go there. Let's end the show on that.
What I want to say is this right before we get into our predictions.
Go
for those of you that are listening, Derek and I record this immediately after the episode. So
a
lot of times we put it out on Friday. Some people don't watch the episodes until like Saturday. And so sometimes I see comments where people are like, well, what are you talking about? This is happening. We are literally putting this on, putting this out immediately after. And only times where the HOH gets shown and then we get to see it, do we do our spoiler alert and we allow people to leave. And so I just want to predicate. Thank you, bro. With that, because, you know, there's some stuff that is going to happen. Obviously, once this is already done recording, we don't step back into the studio, i.e. my bedroom, until we are back on next week after the live show. And so I just want to say that. And now into the predictions. I think Hannah's not playing. It's Tiffany, Azza, Derek F, Xavier, Kylan competing.
If it was a physical comp, I'd give Tiffany a... I don't even want to influence you. I'm going to shut up right now. While you're thinking, I'll talk so they're not getting dead air.
Good.
While you're thinking, I want to give a quick promo. Right now, Cody and I released our first episode last night. It's a surprise for you guys. A little mini-series we're doing. It's called Big Brother Beyond the House. What we're doing is we're interviewing the friends and family of the remaining house guests. We just put out the first episode with Kylan Young's friends, Tara and John. We also had a call in from Kylan's mom. It was a great interview. The whole purpose of this is to give you guys some deeper insight on these remaining house guests and what their friends and family think about their game so far and what they think they'll do going forward. Because again, no one knows these house guests better than them. So it was a really enlightening interview. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, the first one just went out. You can go watch it right after this on podcast platform or on YouTube. We have some other remaining house guest interviews planned. If any of the family members are seeing this, check your DMs. We've DM'd you. So check it out. We will try to get those, but we already have a couple scheduled. We're looking forward to them. We think it's a pretty cool series. So we hope you guys check it out. Leave a like, leave a comment, because it definitely helps us to let us know if you want us to change it up, if you like it, whatever that may be. But I was rambling just so you could think.
I got you. I'm ready to go.
Okay, go.
I think I feel most confident with...
Do you though? You
don't I look feel at... No. It's just gonna be weird. I don't think you think it's where I'm going.
Maybe not.
I feel most confident with Tiffany.
Okay, why?
I feel the most confident with Tiffany, and I'll tell you why. Because Tiffany has won. Now, as you know, we were talking at the beginning, and I was like, "Dude, Tiffany, I don't know, man. She's like, she's not getting questions right with no pressure." She has won an HOH, another HOH. She hasn't won a veto yet, but the HOH comp that she won was like a true or false one. It was not an easy one. And I was like, damn, Tiff. And then she won the physical one. So when you're starting to win competitions, you kind of go into them a little more calm, cool, and collected. And so I just feel Tiffany with my number two being Xavier. I think one of those two are winning it.
Can't have a number two, sorry. So, no hedging your bets. It ain't happening. Get out of here. So, my number one is Xavier. You ain't getting no 1A, 1B. Get out of here. So, Xavier is my number one only because I feel like every competition this season, for the most part, if Xavier's tried to win, other than that balance beam, if Xavier's tried to win, he's won. And I think tonight is going to be a combination of mental fortitude and also your ability, your agility, your flexibility, whatever it may be. I think he checks all those boxes. I also think he performs better under pressure than anyone in that house. The guy never loses his cool ever. Never. So I think going into this is another day at the park for him. He just knows what he has to do. And I think he will take it home. And if he does, I do think we lose Tiffany or Hannah this week.
I am dying to know who wins this.
We got to know. I wish we were recording this after.
I know, man. I'm dying to see who wins this HOH. But then again, it would be a spoiler. This hit list is based off of the week that led up to tonight's eviction, double eviction. And so that's why I think this is fair. Our next week's episode is going to be like we were hyped up for this week's episode leading into this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going to be like
we got another double next week.
We're going to be firing on all cylinders next week.
Yeah, we got another double next week, and next week you're going to be down to four players.
Yeah,
and we're final four so after next Thursday. Anything else to add?
Nothing to add from me.
All right, guys, we appreciate you tuning in again. As always, if you're listening on the podcast platform, please take a second. Give a 5-star rating, leave a review. You guys have been crushing us with the emojis. Throw your own emojis in there. Even if it's a clown face, whatever you got, throw it our way. The reviews help the algorithm. We really appreciate it. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, turn those notifications on so you get notified when we throw up a random video that you didn't expect, like Big Brother Beyond the House.
Yep.
That's what anybody who had their notifications on, they got notified first because we didn't really put anything out on social media about it. We just dropped it.
Which I saw when it uploaded, I actually got the notification on my phone and somebody literally wrote first. And so I appreciate those of you that have the notifications on and do pop in first. I love that because it shows the both of us that you are locked in and you are here and you're coming immediately when we put stuff out. We do see the views every single week spiking immediately, which lets us know you guys are turning on notifications. You are doing what we're saying. So that means you're listening all the way to the end. And so we love you guys. Again, I will say it every single week. We cannot do what we're doing right now without you guys. And so we love you and we appreciate the love and the support. And we love the comments that tell us, you know, when you don't agree with us or tell us when you want to call us on something that you don't like that we say. We have no problem with it, guys. That's what this platform is for. It's for us to be able to speak our minds. And so we appreciate you guys being here.
And on that note, thank you for joining us on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A mochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.